The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Ducks with a big flip yesterday. This was one of them.
Jaren Sagapotule,
Which aged really well for me because I'm like, you know, they don't need to put the bag on the quarterback. Flipped him.
I got two of them, Akili Smith Jr. And well, that kid.
That one we knew. The other one was either Cal or Oregon. And then later on in the day, they flipped a five-star DB from Alabama, who everybody thought was a lock to go Ohio State. And then that kid basically had a quote of, Phil Knight's going to help me make a shoe.
You're damn right he is.
And the college football world collectively chuckled. And I don't think Oregon fan denies anything. And they go, yeah, well, this is the world we live in.
Make a shoe, man. I don't care. He'll design it for you. You get the Phil Knight Naeem offered shoe. We'll do whatever it takes to get a recruit.
Can't wait for everybody to be wearing those on game day.
You know that they will. They made the ice cream cone t-shirts. Everybody bought those. That's how we do. We're a flock of one.
So I want to talk about all of that. let's get to the dirty pool as we do every Thursday with the college football playoff rankings released going into conference championship. What is the final? This is going to be a prediction for the final one, right?
Dirty pool we're doing for the year. It's been a brutal year. Dirty pool's had a rough go.
Now, from the start.
I would like to point out, actually, we can have a fun game of that maybe early next week. We can go back and look at preseason dirty pool and laugh at all the. Because I have that saved.
You had some good ones.
I had a couple of good ones. There are a few in there that I'm like, that was a great idea. But we'll go through it. It'll be kind of fun. I like doing it at the end of the year. I picked a horrible year to change the format of the Dirty Poll, where I'm trying to predict what it will be at the end of the year instead of just ranking my top 10 teams every single week. Much easier to do that. Mm-hmm. Trying to predict what it's going to look like at the end of the year in a year where there's been nothing but chaos and teams losing games they shouldn't. Bad idea on my part, but what the hell. Let's go down swinging one last time, okay? We're swinging for the fences. I'm Bryce Betcher right now. Okay. We'll see how it goes. Number one seed will remain. I think Oregon's going to win the Big Ten championship. I think it's a close game. I like the matchup for them. Favored by 3.5. Won't be a blowout. One score game probably. I'll take Dylan Gabriel, quarterback advantage. Give me Oregon number one. I think Georgia's going to back up their win in the SEC title game. Wow. I know they didn't look great against Georgia Tech. Texas has also had a lot of games where they've been clunky offensively. There will be more arch. That wouldn't surprise me. But I like the matchup for Georgia's defense against that Texas offense. Low scoring. I think Georgia finds a way to win the game. Number three. Here we go. I don't know why everybody's just kind of giving it a foregone conclusion. This team's not going to win. The point spread in the game is only two. And I hate to do it to my guy because I love Kenny Dillingham. I'm taking Iowa State. I think they have the head coaching advantage. Matt Campbell's been in games like this before.
They're going to jump to the three seed?
Who else is going to be the three seed? Wait. It's format. I got to do the format.
I need you to not give me a game analysis by every team in your rank.
Sorry, let me just go through it and then go back through. Okay, all right. I'll go all the way through and then we'll come revisit, okay? Number three will be Iowa State, Big 12 champ, when they beat Arizona State this weekend. Number four will be the Clemson Tigers when they beat SMU this weekend.
I know what he's doing.
Okay.
I know who 12 is going to be.
That's your top four. Number five will be Texas. Two losses to Georgia. I think they get the number one outside of the bye rankings.
Okay.
Number six will be Penn State. Two close losses to Ohio State and Oregon. Not going to punish them for that. I think both of them should be ranked ahead of Notre Dame because they would have lost a game that Notre Dame would not have had to play this weekend. Notre Dame comes in at number seven. Then you get into the two lost teams, outside of conference championship games, that is. Ohio State, number eight. Hosting Tennessee, number nine.
What
also
did you
at
say
10-2.
Was seven?
Notre Dame, seven. Okay. Sorry. Notre Dame, seven. Ohio State, eight. Tennessee, nine. 10's going to be Indiana, hanging out there at 11-1. They hung 66 on Purdue this past weekend in the snow. That was kind of a fun game. Number 11, and I'll die on this hill. I'm going to look like the Sprague idiot from last year with Florida State. I don't think they're going to punish the team for losing a conference championship game. I think SMU gets number 11. And number 12.
I love that you have SMU over Bama.
Will be the UNLV running Rebels.
Oh,
that is your dirty poll.
You got the Friday upset.
So I think I got UNLV beating Boise on Friday.
Yes, you do.
I think Clemson's going to win the ACC title game this weekend. Hmm. And I think Iowa State. This is funny. These aren't even big up. The point spread in the ACC title game and the Big 12 title game is less than a field goal.
Well, I don't think people would view those as big upsets. We are concluding with Arizona State Boise that they're going to win in a way of like, hey, this is who is in because we just saw the rankings with
yes.
an image.
Yes.
I don't think people would, you know, following the weekend, come in Monday and go, guys, I can't believe UNLV and Clemson won. I am shocked. Or Iowa State, I should say.
I just haven't loved the way that Boise's been playing for basically a month
and
now.
And it's squeaking by. JT's banged up. Like, yeah, there's a recipe there. UNLV game was a little, it was closer than the score indicates, because I think they had a pick six at the end of that game.
Yeah, the final of that game was 29-24, the first time they played at UNLV.
Oh, maybe I'm
in
thinking
the
San
season.
Jose State game. There was a game in there where
the
Boise
San Jose
was,
State game was back and forth and tight, and yes. then they had a defensive touchdown, yeah. and it ended up being on bad beats for SVP, because I think San Jose State was like plus 14.5,
okay.
and they threw a pick six late in that
so
game.
So Oregon 1, Georgia 2, Iowa State 3, Clemson 4 winning the ACC, 5 is Texas. They would host UNLV.
First round matchups would suck, by the way, if this is what it is.
Yeah, Penn State would host SMU. Those are both double-digit favorites.
Yes.
Notre Dame would host Indiana. I think they'd be like a 5 to 6 point
the
favorite.
The Battle of Indiana.
Yeah.
The only good one would be Tennessee-Ohio State, or interesting game going.
And
game.
I would take Tennessee.
I probably would, too.
I know that's in Ohio State. I would take Tennessee on that
With
one.
With the way their defense is playing and Ohio State's offensive line, I also just don't know what their mentality is going to be coming off the loss to Michigan.